This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Japan's cabinet secretary on Wednesday called for additional investigation into the origin of COVID-19, claiming that a just-published World Health Organization report involved delays and a lack of access to virus samples. A joint WHO-China study on the origins of COVID-19 unveiled on Tuesday said that transmission of the coronavirus from bats to humans through another animal was the most likely scenario, and a lab leak was extremely unlikely. It called for further study, and the WHO chief has said all hypotheses remain open. Japan is among 14 countries calling for momentum for a second phase look by experts and pointed to the need to further animal studies to find the means of introduction into humans of the coronavirus. More actions have been announced by the White House in response to criticism that President Joe Biden is not sufficiently responding to a surge in hate incidents against Asian Americans. Among the announcements Tuesday, a White House initiative on Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders is being reinstated and expanded. It was initially established during the administration of President Bill Clinton. The White House is also allocating about $50 million for the AAPI survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault, and for multi-agency initiative to address rising hate crimes against the community. Testimony resumes later today in the trial of a former white police officer charged in the death of George Floyd, a black man who a storekeeper accused of using a fake $20 bill to buy cigarettes. The case has triggered international condemnation of police abuse of minorities. By remote, this is VOA News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa announced that he will restrict the sale of alcohol and limit the size of religious and social gatherings over Easter to prevent the holiday from contributing to a new surge of COVID-19. A maximum of 250 people will be allowed at indoor religious gatherings, while 500 people are allowed for outdoor events. Ramaphosa's announcement came after he consulted health experts and religious leaders on Tuesday to discuss ways to curb the spread of new infections. South Africa now has a cumulative number of more than 1.5 million infections since the outbreak of the virus last year, the highest in Africa. Two more people were killed as thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators took to the streets again Tuesday in Myanmar's largest city, Yangon, and in several other towns to oppose military rule of the country since the February 1st coup. Myanmar security forces have since killed more than 500 civilians, according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. Three of the country's armed ethnic rebel groups, meanwhile, made a joint statement threatening the junta with retaliation if it does not stop killing protesters. The United States State Department has ordered the departure of non-essential diplomats from Myanmar amid the crackdown on protesters. Daily rallies across Myanmar by unarmed demonstrators demanding the restoration of the elected government and the release of civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi have been met with tear gas, rubber bullets, and live ammunition. A State Department spokesperson said the ordered departure status will be reviewed in 30-day increments. The United States, Britain, and the European Union have all imposed sanctions in response to the coup and crackdown. But so far, diplomatic pressure has not persuaded the generals to ease off. An official said Tuesday the backlog of ships trying to pass through the Suez Canal could now take about 4 days to work through, now that the container ship stuck there for nearly a week has been sent on its way. And Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez's brother was sentenced to life in prison by a New York judge for large-scale drug trafficking after a trial that implicated the leader of the Central American country. President Hernandez has maintained repeatedly all allegations of drug trafficking. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.